This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
There are no clear answers to the question of why we dream, but there are different theories. Dreaming is extraordinary and strange. You hallucinate, believe impossible things, and people you know may merge into one another. And then, to top it off, you will likely forget all about it. Memory storage could be one reason for why we dream. When you are asleep, the brain decides what information you should move to your long-term memory and what should be unlearned. In a TED Talk, psychologist Amy Adkins described a 2010 experiment involving participants studying how to get out of a complex 3D maze. It was found that they were much better at attempting it if they had had a nap and dreamt of the maze. Another purpose of dreams could be the processing of our daily emotions, which may add to emotional memory consolidation. In 2003, the Journal of Cognitive Neuroscience published research that experimented with the idea of dreams being a replication of our daily lives. Diary entries and dream journals of 29 healthy young adults over a two-week period were compared, and it was discovered that emotional themes from the day were replicated in dreams 35 to 55% of the time. Antti Ravonsu, a Finnish scientist, has suggested that dreaming helps us to prepare for and deal with stressful situations. He studied children's nightmares, giving an example of being continuously chased by wolves. He believes dreams like this stem from our ancestors and could be a rehearsal for daily struggle and survival. In modern times, dreams and nightmares may be preparing us for social situations, such as having a fight with a friend, going on a date, or having a job interview. With such a variety of theories on why we dream, it seems that more research is needed before we can completely understand their purpose.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.